you are quite right, Mrs. Gorney. We must get rid of this canker in our midst. That boy was born to be hung, Mrs. Gorney. I've never been so shocked in all my days.
Hush, Mr. Bubble. You must have had quite a tan. Sit down and have a nice cup of tea.
It's nice to be appreciated, Mrs. Gorney. These here papas and this here parish don't appreciate me. Anti-parochial they are, ma'am. Anti-parochial. We have given away a matter of 20 loaves and a cheese and a half this very blessed afternoon. And still, them papas is not contented.
Of course they're not. When would they be? Sweet, Mr. Bumble.
Very sweet indeed, ma'am.
Little tinky.
Oh, you have a cat, ma'am, I see. And kittens too, I declare.
I'm so fond of them, you can't imagine, Mr. Bumble. And they're fond of their home, too.
Mrs. Cordy, ma'am, well, I must say that any cat or kitten that could live with you, madam, and not be fond of its home must be an idiot, madam. Oh, and don't deserve to live in it.
Oh, Mr. Bumble.
Oh, it's no use disguising facts, madam. An idiot. I would drown it myself with pleasure.
Then you're a cruel man. A very hard-hearted man and all.
Hard-hearted? Hard, Mrs. Corney. Hard-hearted. Are you hard-hearted, Mrs. Corney?
Dear me, what a curious question. Coming from a single man. What can you want to know for?
Well,
Mr. Bumble, I shall scream!
No, you wouldn't. I hope if I asked for something special, then you couldn't say no. Did I nearly catch you smiling? Yes, I did, and it's beguiling. If your hand is close, I'll press it. Yes, you like it. Oh, confess it. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I shall scream.
Would there be?
Well, there might.
Yeah. We shall see.
Getting stout. If